Welcome back to episode 62 of A People's Guide to Publishing, your source for debunking the complications of the publishing industry. I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher, author of A People's Guide to Publishing, and founder and CEO of Microcosm.
I'm Ellie Blue, your co-host, and I'm the marketing and editorial director here at Microcosm. So episode 62 is one of a series of two episodes we're doing, at least two, about complicated laws that you probably don't know about as a publisher, but really need to.
This week we're going to talk about fair competition in the publishing industry. This is a pretty big surprise to a lot of publishers, and especially a lot of people that are getting started, to learn that, in fact, you don't have unilateral control over how your company is run. Least interesting sounding way of putting this is that the Robertson-Patman Act prevents unfair competition between different types of accounts. You might be familiar with some class action lawsuits from yesteryear. There was one in 1988, and an invoice was put into a box going to an independent retailer, where that independent retailer happened to get an invoice intended for a Walden Books store. Walden Books being a now defunct chain of what was once one of the three largest retailers dominating the publishing industry, circa 1988, along with Crown Books and B. Dalton Books.
Were they different from the ones the independent store received?
They were much better. And
that would suck to get.
And it would be very confusing because you're like, but wait a minute, everybody has to get the same terms. And that is the law. You know, whenever a publisher sells to a grocery retailer, they have to give the same terms to a Whole Foods as they do to the tiniest corner store.
So do you have to give the same terms to a grocery retailer as you do to a bookstore?
No. Those are different kinds of accounts.
How do you delineate the different kinds of accounts?
You say, these are the kinds of accounts, and these are the terms that each one receives.
Got it. So long as there's a system.
Yes, and it has to be fair. Publishers have tiered discount structures, meaning if you buy one book, you get a certain discount. If you buy 10 books, you get a certain discount. If you buy 100 books, you get a much bigger discount. So what they'll do sometimes is they'll have, you know, just huge discount tiers at 500, or, you know, where you'll have an extreme drop in the cost to the retailer. And sometimes this is done to fabricate the illusion of having a really good sales quarter, and sometimes this is done to, you know, create new motivation in purchasing, or to, like, help a sort of a stagnant period. A little bit of weird history that is in the book. So the independents were once the majority of the bookselling business, you know, the independent bookstores specifically, where they could work together to leverage terms and discuss problems and, you know, support each other. That still exists. The American Booksellers Association is, they came together and they identified publishers that were giving far better discounts to these chains than they were to independents, and they said, this is against the law. You can't do this, you know. And they had a class action suit, and, you know, this dragged out in court for 8 years. And by that time, the, quote, nature of the bookselling industry had changed so dynamically that what had been considered egregious in 1988 was now sort of standard business by 1996. And the major change was the introduction of the superstore, you know, what you would once think of as the Borders Superstore or the Barnes & Noble Superstore, that, you know, just didn't exist in 1988. You know, books were sold in malls, and then they were sold in independents, and, you know, the world could not conceive of a 10,000 or 15,000 square foot bookstore.
So what happened in 1996? The court was like, actually, this isn't a big deal anymore?
Well, yes, essentially that was the conclusion. They were like, this is against the law, but, like, how do we make this right now? And so essentially it became just a very expensive dog chasing expedition that did not have anywhere near the rewards, other than perhaps reminding the industry of, hey, you gotta follow the law. You gotta offer the same discount. You know, if Microcosm, a small independent, buys 500 copies of your book, you have to give us the same terms as any other specialty wholesaler that buys 500 copies of your book, you know. And people often do not understand that or want to do that because they say, oh, but this company sells so much more than you do. And that doesn't matter. They have to give the same.
So when we had the brilliant idea a while back, a couple of us on staff had a brilliant idea, we thought, of offering wholesale discounts to retail customers.
Right.
Which is like, you know, most of our business is wholesale customers, and we were like, why don't we just offer that to retail customers? And we were like really excited about that, and Joe was like, that's illegal. Is this why?
Yes, because you would have to offer it to all retail customers. At which point, it just doesn't make sense to do it in the first place.
Right.
People have found very creative workarounds with this stuff, and, you know, you're not allowed to sell something on permanent discount.
You know, can't have your going out of business sale that lasts for a decade.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, especially if you're selling somebody, or even selling your own product, when you compete with other retailers, you have to be held to the same standards. Okay. So, for most publishers, this is not going to be something that you have to worry about, but it is a good thing to know. And the reason for that is either you are too small, where you basically just need to have a policy for what stores need in order to order from you that is across the board to all stores, or more likely, once you reach a certain echelon, you'll have a trade distributor that handles all of this stuff for you. And they have, you know, they are very concerned with liability, so they are very aware of how these things work. And, you know, still, it's a good idea to be familiar with why they do things the way they do things, so you don't come back to them and say, hey, why are you selling to this customer under these terms? And you can, you know, just be a little more informed. That's healthy.
Oh, yeah. Does this just apply to discounts, or does it also apply to other kinds of terms like freight and displays and everything else? And also, like, what about when you do have a sale? Like, do you have to offer the sale to everybody, even if it's just for, like, one show?
If you offer, like, a special returns policy during a certain period of time, you have to offer it to all customers of a certain type. And you can't say, except for this one we don't like, you know, and you can't give preferential terms, you know, conversely.
But you can be like, if you mention this special, then we'll give you this special, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if they don't mention it, you don't give it to them.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll have things where a salesperson will help you out a little bit when you are a customer, and, you know, they'll say, I do have this promotion right now that I can offer you, you know, to make this work for you a little bit better, you know. But in general, the publisher cannot discriminate or show preferential treatment. And that is the point.
We'll be back next week with even more fascinating legal and bureaucratic facts that you didn't know but need to know.
I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher and author of A People's Guide to Publishing, the book.
And I'm Ellie Blue, and sometimes I just show up and I learn new things every day. And I love this job.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.